Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving headfirst into the world of Dutch public service.
Sounds exciting. What's on the agenda?
Well, we've got this, what's the word? Compelling. Yeah, this compelling report analyzing 66 reports from folks actually working in Dutch public services.
66 reports. That's quite the deep dive.
It is. And trust me, it gets juicy. Think about it. What if applying for, say, benefits wasn't like navigating a maze blindfolded? What if government IT actually, you know, were?
Utopian dream.
Right. But seriously, the Netherlands, they're aiming for that dream. And this report, it's like a reality check on how close they are.
So no sugarcoating.
None whatsoever. This report lays it all out, warts and all. But that's why we're here, right? To dissect these issues.
Absolutely. So where do we even begin? What's the biggest takeaway from all this data?
Well, if I had to sum it up, two words, complexity and communication. Or, more accurately, lack of communication.
Amen.
The report identifies two huge hurdles. One, the laws themselves are so intricate, so convoluted, that streamlining anything is like, ugh, swimming through molasses.
Makes sense. Bureaucracy is a universal language.
Tell me about it. And second, the big one, data sharing between agencies, practically non-existent.
You're kidding in this day and age.
I wish I were. Imagine this. You need, say, income support. You go to the appropriate department, all ready to explain your situation, and bam, roadblock. They need info the tax agency has, but guess what?
They won't share.
Bingo. It's like each department's guarding its own little data kingdom. Consequences be damned. And the report highlights how this directly impacts people every single day.
That's rough. So it's not just theoretical. It's causing real headaches.
Major headaches. Long waits, confusing rules, people's basic needs not being met. It's a mess. And the report pulls no punches. One agency even called the situation no longer tenable.
No longer tenable. That's a pretty strong statement. They're basically saying the system's on the verge of collapse.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And remember, this isn't just one disgruntled employee. It's echoed throughout the report. 66 different perspectives, all saying the same thing. Things need to change, and fast.
Wow, this is definitely heavier than your average bureaucratic report.
Heavy is an understatement. And what's really concerning is that this isn't just a Dutch problem. It's something we see reflected in governments around the world.
So true. Bureaucracy gone wild, it's a tale as old as time. But knowing that doesn't make it any less frustrating for the people stuck dealing with the consequences.
Exactly. And that's why we're digging into this report, because behind all the data and statistics, there are real people trying to navigate this system. And frankly, it's not working. So we've uncovered some pretty serious cracks in the foundation of Dutch public service. But the question is, why is it so hard to fix? Why haven't they managed to simplify things, improve communication, you know, get their act together?
It's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And this report, to its credit, really tries to get at the root of the problem.
And what did they find? Some kind of bureaucratic Bermuda Triangle where good intentions go to die?
Pretty much. It's like this. Simplifying things sounds easy in theory, right? But in practice, there are all these systemic issues that make it near impossible.
It can't just be an oversight, can it? Surely someone, somewhere along the line, realized things were getting out of hand.
Oh, they realized it, all right. And get this, it's not even a new realization. The report actually mentions a similar initiative back in 1995.
1995. So almost 30 years ago, they were already trying to cut through the red tape.
Exactly. Which begs the question, if they knew back then, why are we still stuck in this mess today?
Good question. What's holding them back?
Well, the report points to a few key factors. One is this sort of tragedy of the commons scenario. Each agency, they're so used to operating within their own little silos, with their own rules, their own system.
Their own little fiefdoms.
Exactly. And they're so busy protecting those fiefdoms that they lose sight of the bigger picture. The report even uses a concrete example, a law that was passed with the intention of simplifying income support.
Sounds promising. What went wrong?
Well, instead of simplifying things, the new law actually made it more complicated.
You're kidding. They tried to fix it and ended up making it worse.
Afraid so.
Yeah.
It's a classic example of good intentions gone awry. But it highlights a crucial point. When you're dealing with systems as complex as public services, it's not enough to just tweak a few rules here and there.
So what needs to happen? A complete overhaul.
In a way, yes. The report stresses that it requires a fundamental shift in culture. a willingness to break down those silos, to prioritize the needs of the citizens over the, shall we say, territorial instincts of individual agencies.
Easier said than done, I imagine. Getting a whole government to change its way of thinking, that's a tall order.
No doubt about it. And on top of that cultural challenge, you've got other layers to consider: the technology driving these systems, the people operating them. It's a tangled web.
Speaking of tangled webs, let's talk tech for a second. What does the report say about the role of technology in all of this?
Okay, so we've painted a, well, let's be honest, a pretty bleak picture of the Dutch public service. But this report isn't just about highlighting problems, right? There has to be some light at the end of this bureaucratic tunnel.
Oh, absolutely. The report does offer some potential solutions, some quite innovative, actually. One that really stood out to me was the idea of a single, unified online portal for all government services.
Hold on, like one website for everything. Taxes, permits, the whole shebang.
Exactly. Imagine instead of having to navigate through a labyrinth of different websites, each with its own login and password and confusing interface, you have one single point of access.
I mean, that sounds amazing in theory, but is it even feasible? Governments and technology, they haven't always been the best of friends. Right, but here's the thing. The report actually points to Denmark as a successful case study. They've already implemented a similar system with apparently pretty positive results.
Well, color me intrigued. But a single portal, that's got to be just one piece of the puzzle, right? Mm-hmm. What else do they suggest?
Oh, there's a lot more. They actually outline 8 key building blocks for a more what they call citizen-centric system.
Citizen-centric. Love that term. What does it even look like in practice?
Well, beyond the single portal, they talk about the need for a more centralized IT system. You know, right now it's this patchwork of different platforms, different agencies using different software.
Right, which I'm guessing doesn't exactly make data sharing seamless.
You got it. So they argue that streamlining the technology would go a long way in improving communication and efficiency.
Makes sense. But that sounds like a massive undertaking, not just in terms of the technology itself, but the whole culture shift it would require.
Exactly. And the report acknowledges that, you know, implementing these changes would require a significant commitment from the government.
So it's not just about throwing money at the problem. It's about a fundamental shift in how they operate.
Exactly. They really emphasize that it'll take more than just technical solutions. It requires a cultural transformation within the government itself.
Which, let's be real, is probably the biggest hurdle of all. But even if they manage to pull it off, to streamline their systems, improve communication, there's still one massive elephant in the room.
You're talking about the workforce crisis.
Yeah, I mean, we've touched on it, but it's worth reiterating. The report predicts they need to replace something like 12,000 workers every year until 2030 just to keep up with retirements.
It's a staggering number. And it really highlights the urgency of finding solutions, because even if they create this amazing, efficient, citizen-centric system, who's going to run it?
Right. It's like building a state-of-the-art spaceship, but then realizing you don't have enough trained astronauts to fly the darn thing.
Precisely. And the report, I have to give them credit, they do address this. They talk about the need for a digital transformation, for embracing automation and AI to help streamline processes and essentially do more with less.
So it's all connected. The technology, the culture, the workforce. It's like this complex ecosystem that needs to evolve in sync for the whole thing to function properly.
Exactly. And, you know, while this deep dive focused specifically on the Netherlands, the themes we've explored, the challenges and potential solutions, they resonate far beyond Dutch borders. Governments around the world are grappling with these same issues.
So true. This isn't just a Dutch problem. It's a global one. And it's a reminder that we, the citizens, we need to hold our governments accountable. We need to demand better, more efficient, and yes, more citizen-centric services.
Absolutely, because at the end of the day, it's about people. It's about ensuring that the services designed to support us, to make our lives easier, are actually able to do so.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, folks, there you have it, our deep dive into the Dutch public service. A system grappling with some serious challenges, but also, dare I say, some glimmers of hope for the future.
And a reminder that the quest for a truly efficient and citizen-centric government, it's an ongoing journey, not a destination.
Well said. And on that note, we'll wrap up this episode of The Deep Dive. As always, thanks for listening and stay curious, everyone.